More than half the investment in new electricity generation is in renewable energy, more than $300 billion a year globally, according to Bloomberg New Energy Finance. President Trump has said the push toward renewable energy is being driven by, quote, the mistaken belief that global climate change is being caused by carbon emissions. But there's now some consensus that the federal government has relatively little control over American energy policy. The horse has left the barn. Oil companies are starting wind farms. 29 states have renewable fuel standards. Republicans, notably Iowa's senior senator Charles Grassley, are looking to increase wind energy. And according to the Department of Labor, the fastest growing job in the U.S. is wind turbine technician, expected to grow by more than 100% over the next decade. So how do you get one of those jobs? Well, Daniel Lutat is director of the Sustainable Energy Resources and Technologies at Iowa Lakes Community College. He's at the campus in Estherville, Iowa. Dan, so what exactly is a wind technician?
A wind technician is a person who basically is kind of a jack of all trades. You're maintaining everything from power generation systems to mechanical systems, instrumentation, communication systems. You know, really each turbine can be viewed like an airplane on a stick, I guess. So in everything from the construction phase all the way through the operations and maintenance in the post-warranty phase, these technicians really are bumper-to-bumper maintenance guys.
And women?
Oh, absolutely. And I use guys in kind of a general term. Yeah, we do have women, and that's something that I, you know, specifically like to talk about because this is a what you would consider a gender non-traditional field. And in an effort to get more of that diverse thinking into our workforce, right now, if a young lady comes into these technical fields, they're basically writing their own tickets. So it's something where we've lost their brain power in the technical fields, and we're really trying hard to get it back.
Okay, so what do you have to have already before you decide to go study this? High school grad, any years at college, what do you have to have?
Yeah, a high school grad with a good solid foundation in algebra and, some basic physics is always a plus. You're dealing with everything from mechanical forces to electrical forces, and obviously that requires a good background in algebra, primarily because you're using complex equations to solve those electrical issues when you troubleshoot.
And there you are in Iowa, the state that's working towards getting 40% of its power from wind. So what is the degree? How much does it cost?
Total for about the 2 years, and you're looking at including room and board at Iowa Lakes is going to run about $21,000 for both years. And that's if you don't get any scholarships. And of course, we're pretty darn good with scholarships. We give out about $1 million in scholarships a year. And one thing that helps offset that is the internships that we have between the first and second year. And lots of students will actually go out and earn enough money to pay for their entire college in one internship. So that's where they get their first exposure to what kind of opportunities are actually out there.
Well, we've seen huge wind farms, in Southern California, farms being built offshore here on the East Coast, but it doesn't feel as if it's enough right now in the U.S. to accommodate, huge graduating classes. So how many students do you have? What's their job placement rate? And I guess we should remind people that they might go around the world.
Well, yeah, let's talk about job placement first. Really, job placement takes care of itself. The dilemma that graduates have from these programs is that they've got to choose which company to take a job with. They're being fought over because the demand for properly trained technicians is very high. And that's another point to emphasize, too. Not all of the programs are the same. Some are tailored to people that have prior industry experience in another field that are looking to get some exposure to the turbines, and those are more academy-style approaches that are much shorter in duration. We take the old-school approach that there is no shortcut to building a good technician, so our program is a 2-year program. We also have a 1-year diploma option for those people that already have some technical experience. But what you're really looking at is making sure that you can get the right foundation so that when you go out to work for these companies, they can polish you the rest of the way on the style of turbine that you're going to work on.
Well, and ask about numbers, because I absolutely remember when President Obama first came into office, we did a number of stories on this great move to convert community colleges to teaching solely, turbine technology, because there was going to be a lot of money to do things like take linemen, people who'd worked for telephone companies. Those jobs are all different now because of wireless, and take some of them and retrain them to work on turbines. And it didn't happen because the money wasn't there. So how many students do you have?
Well, and again, the student population varies based on demand. Now that we have the Department of Labor reporting the progress we're making in the field in terms of demand, we're seeing our numbers go back up. So we've got about 50 students in the pipeline right now. And what we're finding is those numbers are starting to go up now that folks are able to go out there to the labor statistics page and actually download you know, those top career fields and figure out where they want to be if they're looking for a technical home.
Well, and the government's Wind Energy Technology Basics website, last updated in 2013, says there are wind facilities in 40 states, 75,000 jobs. As we said, that's arcing up. But I mentioned foreign countries. Are there partnerships there?
Most of the companies we deal with are global companies. So when the wind techs go out there, they typically find themselves in positions where they are traveling abroad. It's not uncommon for a student to be out there after graduation for a year, year and a half. And if they've blazed a trail for themselves, you know, they're going to places like Brazil or the Far East or over to Europe. So, you know, it really is a global market. And when companies find those technicians that they can rely on to travel abroad and lead teams, those are the ones that get selected to do it.
So how much can you make?
Our wind techs are making $55,000 to $90,000 with an associate degree right out the door. That's going to go up depending on what category of technician you are. If you're a stationary technician, you're going to be a little bit on the lower side for a few years. And then as you gain experience, that's going to go up pretty good. The ones that really make the most are the traveling technicians, but that's for several reasons. You know, number one, they're getting travel pay. But at the same time, they're getting invaluable experience on a wide variety of platforms. So they become more valuable to the companies.
Yeah. And so what do you think of President Trump taking office? He's called climate change a hoax. He's talking about fossil fuels, building pipelines and such, not as much about alternative energy. There is this conventional wisdom that it doesn't matter anymore. In fact, there was an example given of a government bidding war for a future wind farm, and the winner was an oil company, bidding on it. So the thinking is that there's nothing that can stop the market move towards alternative fuels. Do you feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. And here's the thing you need to understand. Where wind energy is concerned, there is no better business case, and that's for several reasons. Number one, we provide the kind of clean output that your larger gas-fired and coal-fired plants really love, because we can be switched on and off at a moment's notice. So when you make the tie to the fossil fuel companies, you're right on the money. The fossil fuel companies, ironically, are the ones that have the capital to make these large-scale developments. And it really helps their business case, too, because it preserves that resource and at the same time diversifies their portfolio. So it's a win-win for everybody. And you won't find a utility-scale business anywhere that gives you that kind of a return. So when it comes to wind energy, I think especially where Iowa is concerned, you've seen a lot of Democrat and Republican cooperation on this. It's simply because it's a good thing. We can generate 10 times more electricity from wind alone than the continent's going to use for the foreseeable future. So that's really what this kind of bridge technology does for us.
Everybody's worried about jobs. Do you think the skills of steel workers or oil workers are transferable to wind?
Yeah, a lot of the skills are. You know, when you think about a wind turbine, it's really a giant robot. That's no different than the facilities we work in, our homes, our offices, our cars, our aircraft, you know, trains, everything like that. So when it comes to the turbine itself, a lot of those skills are transferable. So it's just a matter of getting somebody in that's willing to make that change, willing to come back and get used to the climbing and what it's like to work safely at heights. And once they realize how similar the technology really is, they can take off with it.
Work safely at heights. Is it a little bit like the lineman, the Wichita lineman, you know?
Yeah. In some respects, it is. A little bit different because you're 300 feet in the air. But the bottom line is, you know, we teach a very healthy dose of responsibility for others. That's a key mantra of the wind industry. And that's why they have a really good safety record, because every day you come to work, you have an understanding that someone's life is in your hands and vice versa. And so safety is the number one starting point for this industry, and that's really a good thing. You don't find too many industries that are as good from a safety partnership aspect as the wind industry.
That's Dan Lutat, Director of Sustainable Energy Resources and Technologies at Iowa Lakes Community College in Estherville, Iowa. They've earned the American Wind Energy Seal of Approval for their training program there, something that's shared by seven other institutions. And they are training what is said to be the fastest growing job in the United States, a wind power technician. Dan, thank you.
Not a problem. Anything else you need, just give me a holler.
Well, anytime we can get to play Jimmy Webb and Glenn Campbell's classic, we will. But what do you think? Ready to shift to turbine technologist? If you have, let us know how it's going. You're listening to Here and Now.